and Star Live with all your latest entertainment celebrity updates. Old School 105.3, it's your girl Star, and right now, I wanted to talk a little bit about one of the highly most anticipated events of the summer. You must do this event at least once. I'm talking about the Essence Music Festival, and right now, I have editor-at-large Emil Wibbekin on the phone right now. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So tell us a little bit about what's going to be different this year at the Essence Music Festival.
Well, we're really excited this year because we've actually added an extra day to the festival, so we're going to start, since the Thursday is the 4th of July, we're going to kick off the festival with a family day and have an outdoor barbecue, outdoor music stage, fun and games for the kids, and just really, really celebrate Independence Day in this country in the Essence way.
Right, right. And that sounds like ecstatic, because I know, you know, as African Americans and like other people, we love barbecue and different things like that and some food. So that's going to be a different taste.
Yeah, and we really feel like when people come to the festival, the audience is really a family. And so let's bring everybody together. Let's celebrate and kick off the weekend that way. And then the other things that you'll find that are different is there's going to be a lot more digital and social activation around the festival this year. So we're doing a lot more social media. There's going to be LED screens everywhere that are going to give you, you know, tell you what's happening when. You'll have updates from celebrities and from our VIPs and our speakers. And so you will see what's going on in front of you, but you'll also know what's going on in social media all at the same time. So we're super excited this year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. I know I'm reading your bio, you were like the editor-in-chief of collaborating and overseeing Vibe TV and different things like that. So are you going to be a part of the behind-the-scenes this year with that?
Oh, yes. That is one of my big, big jobs for the festival, is that I work with our general manager, Joy Collins, to actually book the talent for the festival. And so that's really, really fun, because it's, you know, who should perform on which night, who's the hottest artist, and who do people really, really want to see. So, of course, everybody wants to see Beyonce. And we're really, really excited about her and Maxwell and New Edition. And it's just a really great range of artists this year.
As a part of being a part of the Essence family, can you tell me what was, I guess, one of your favorite memories of working Essence Festival?
Oh my gosh, which one? I think my favorite thing is to be able to really see how the people who read the magazine, these women who really love the magazine and are empowered by the magazine, are there in droves with their girlfriends, with their families, and they're so excited about Essence. And, you know, when I started working here, the thing that I realized was, like, this is really the heart and soul of what we do. Like, seeing all these women so excited to be together, and the energy is so big and positive, it just makes you feel proud and happy to be a part of the community, to be a part of Essence.
With the history of Essence, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the music festival part?
Absolutely. Well, the music festival was actually started 19 years ago to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Essence Magazine. And Susan Taylor was then the editor, and she said, well, we can't just have a concert. We need to have some purpose with it as well. So that is how the whole idea came about, that we would have the concerts at the Superdome at night, and then the daytime at the convention center have all the empowerment stages to really feed the audience and empower them and inspire them, and then have a good time at night. So that it is style and substance and fun, but it's also feeding your soul and then just having a good time. So she really was, you know, the mastermind of the setup of the festival. And we've just continued to innovate on that idea. So, you know, how can we really, really help the audience? How can we, you know, what are their issues? Are jobs their issues? Is gun violence their issue? Is love their issues? And how do you address those and really bring that to life so that they feel better about themselves, so that they leave that festival feeling like amazing, strong, beautiful women?
Well, can you give us this year's lineup?
Sure. So on Friday night, we're going to have Brandy, LL Cool J, Jill Scott, and Maxwell. And then on Saturday, we're going to have Keisha Cole, Trey Songz, Charlie Wilson, and New Edition. And then on Sunday, it's going to be TGT, which is Tyrese, Genuine, and Tank. Janelle Monae and Beyonce is going to close us out.
It sounds like a blast. And for the people, I mean, they're crazy if they haven't got their tickets already.
Yes, they are.
I mean, like, it goes on sale like the year before.
summer and like November. For the people that do not have that, what are the dates? And I guess, yeah, just give me the dates and like where can they log on for more information?
So the dates of the festival, the actual music festival itself is July 5th through the 7th. And for more information, you can go to EssenceFestival.com and you can buy tickets there. You can see the lineup. You can see all the other activities that are going to happen during the weekend. And make sure to use the hashtag EssenceFest if you are coming, because it's going to be a big trending topic that weekend.
And what are some new upcoming events that are going on with Essence this year?
Well, we do a big event during the Congressional Black Caucus in Washington. We usually do something in New York around Fashion Week. And then we're now going to talk about, you know, we do a Grammy event, we do an Oscar event, but we're going to make those so that the consumers can be a part of them. So those are going to expand in 2014. So we have a lot going on and we're super duper excited.
I'm excited for you guys. And and we're just having a moment here, guys. And I just want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us about Essence, Mr. Wilbekin. And I hope you guys enjoy yourselves at the Essence Music Festival. And for the ones that haven't got those tickets yet, you better go do it now.